This is Reverend Anu Dudley for Esoterica with a short piece about Issa, the rune of formation. In the depths of winter, we may feel stuck, frozen in place, restless to be moving as we wait for the world to thaw. In this frozen state, it may be a good time to explore the gift of ice and meditate on Issa, the rune of formation. Issa is the ice rune, the 11th character in the sacred Nordic alphabet. Issa means ice. It is an easy rune to write, and its shape is evocative of its meaning, for it is shaped like an icicle, a simple vertical line like the letter I. This line is the beginning stroke for all the runes, and thus symbolically the basis of all formation. Starting with the mystery of the concentrated point of creative potential, Issa is the first extension from that point, the line that forms the bridge from origin to manifestation, the bridge from the sacred in spirit to the sacred in body, the ultimate act of formation. Despite its deep, formative significance, Issa is often taken as an unhelpful or negative sign in a rune casting for divination. It is usually interpreted to mean resistance, delay, a halt in progress, a static situation in which there is no immediate possibility of change. Ice freezes things up, after all. Its beauty may dazzle, but ice makes for treacherous footing. There is the need to move slowly and carefully, or not at all, and thus ice can immobilize actions, thoughts, and emotions. But ice is more than just frozen water. Ice is water in a temporary state of being frozen. Ice has the potential to form, to unform, to reform in response to the surrounding environment. Issa, although ice, holds the potential within to transform. The rune Issa is ruled by the goddess Verdandi. Verdandi is one of the Norns, the three sisters of Weird, who determine the fate of humans and gods alike. Verdandi controls the present. She is the mother in the goddess triplicate of maiden, mother, and crone, and her name means to become. Verdandi, she who is becoming, is the mother of the present moment, that still center of existence that perpetually turns the future into the past. That still center may appear static or frozen, but it is in a state of constant transformation, and it contains all the actualities of the past and all the possibilities of the future. These are compressed into an instant, like a tiny crystal of ice, making that still center always about to become what? A drop of water? A snowflake? A wisp of mist? Or something else entirely? Issa, the stillness at the center of the present moment, is not the stillness of nothingness. Rather, it is the stillness of formation taking place beneath the surface. Issa is like a frozen lake whose vitality is hidden beneath the ice. When I lived on a lake during winter, I was at first startled by the secret life of this frozen body of water. Late at night, the lake hummed, moaned, screeched, and pounded, drumming and chanting its ice song through the night. The next morning, I would stand on the shore and look for the results of all the noise the night before, but there was always nothing. Just the expanse of flat ice brushed here and there with snow patterns where the wind had danced. The great commotion I heard each night was happening beneath the surface. This is the mystery and power of Issa. The immobilizing action of Issa appears to momentarily freeze fluidity, stop the flow of movement, create stagnation, but Issa is also forming a shield, a protection around the present moment, around what is forming, what is unforming, and reforming and transforming at much deeper levels. While this may feel like obstruction, it can also be viewed as a freeze frame opportunity, stopping a motion picture so a single moment or frame can be carefully examined. This frame can be evaluated for as long as it takes to understand what is happening at a level and in a dimension that is rarely possible in the ordinary sequence of time. Encased in Isa's protective column of ice, you can take the time to be curious about the present. What is this resistance I am pushing against? What is the obstacle blocking my way? Why do I feel so frozen in place? What are the elements in my environment that are impeding me or that may be enlisted to get me moving again? Isa may feel like obstruction, but the deepest blessing of Isa is that it holds you and protects you while you reach into your deep core to find the answers you need to help you form the next moment, the next day, the next year. May the power of Isa embrace you, bring you clarity and peace, and aid you as you form, unform, reform, transform each present moment. Blessed be. This is Reverend Anu Dudley for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.